Of course, you know what I want you to do. If you've listened to any of my modules, you know I love to have you write things down. So make a record of this somehow. Write them down. You can also use a recorder if you want, a voice recorder. It doesn't matter. The easiest way I find to do something is to write it down. That way you have the kinesthetic motion of writing it. It's visual because you see it, and you can read it back to yourself later, so it's auditory. So there you've involved three of your senses and the three major modalities that humans use to interact with their world: kinesthetic, visual, and auditory. So writing something down is really good. It's a lot better. If you have to record it, fine, but writing it down will give you a much more dynamic experience with this. So write down, ideally, what happened at the second chakra. What came up for you? What were the stopping points? Also write down something positive. You can have two columns. One, the challenges. The other one, something positive about that. Maybe something wonderful happened for you. Maybe you had an epiphany, an idea that came to you that hadn't come to you before, and you're able to learn from that. Third chakra, the solar plexus chakra. This has to do with the development of your personality and your feelings, expansion and limitless possibilities, and wisdom. Well, when you activated that chakra, and those concepts suddenly became very important if you wanted your kundalini to flow, what happened? What came up for you? Write down what happened when you activated your solar plexus chakra, as I'm silent. Okay, and the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, this has to do with compassion and love and selflessness, development of healing skills, healing yourself and others, those skills. What came up for you when you activated the heart chakra? Something that was a challenge and something wonderful. Try to think of something in both categories for each of these. Write them down now as I'm silent. Good. Moving on to the fifth chakra, the throat chakra, what came up for you? Remember, this has to do with communication and self-expression, independence, inspiration, being open to higher development, and speaking with wisdom. What came up for you? This is a personal journey. So what came up for you? Write it down as I am silent. Good. Okay, moving on to the sixth chakra, the brow chakra. This has to do with clairvoyance, intuition, realization of inner senses, responsibility, and deepening your life experiences. So when you meditated on all of those things and you brought this energy into play, and you invited the kundalini energy to flow through this chakra, what came up for you? Write it down now as I am silent. Good. Now moving on to the seventh chakra. This has to do with enlightenment, inner spiritual transition, contemplation, meditation, and taking time to do your inner work. What came up for you as you meditated on these concepts? The seventh chakra. As the energy was just about to flow out of the top of your head, what came up for you? Write this down as I am silent. Good. Now I want you to think about what came up for you overall. Any thoughts, any impressions, any challenges, anything at all that came up for you at all that you haven't already written down, either a challenge or something wonderful or both. Write that down now as I'm silent. Okay, good. Now, I don't feel that you need to write this down every time, but I do feel that for the first 3 weeks of doing this work, you should write down what happens. Whatever comes up for you, you should go through this exercise and write it down. After that, I feel that writing something down every time could become a bit of a burden and would be unnecessary, because the idea is that you will start to train yourself over those 3 weeks to pay a lot of attention to what's going on, so that you will know what's coming up for you. You will know your challenges, and you will know the wonderful lessons that you can get from the chakras. Also, remember that you can keep the Kundalini raised as long as you want to, within reason. And after you're good at it, after you've practiced, you can get up and walk around with your Kundalini raised. In fact, you can raise your Kundalini without having to take time to sit down and meditate. You can do it on the go once you have practiced and once you're at that point. The idea is that you will ramp up your skills. All right, so I want to take you through raising your Kundalini again, because I know that many people listen to this program and they just listen to it once. So I'm going to make sure that even if you only listen to this program once, you're going to raise your Kundalini at least one more time with me. So ideally, you will practice for 3 weeks, but let's get one more good practice in. And this time, before you practice, I want you to have some information, because I want you to know what you can do while you're raising your Kundalini. I want you to know what sorts of issues you can work on while your Kundalini is being raised and once it has risen. What can you do to improve your life? So let's take a moment, and I'm going to give you a list of just some of the applications of Kundalini. It's sort of comparable to hypnotherapy. People ask me, well, what can hypnotherapy be used for? And as a clinical hypnotherapist, I tell them anything in which the subconscious mind is involved. And that includes a lot of ground. You can physiologically affect your body. You can affect your mood. You can affect your future in the sense that you can plan to be different as of this very moment. So hypnotherapy has a lot of applications. Well, so does raising your Kundalini. So the list I'm going to give you is very limited. It's just a short list to get your mind working, to get you thinking of creative ways to use your Kundalini. But one of the areas that comes to mind is with pregnant mothers. Your Kundalini is at the base of your spine, And your baby's kundalini, as the spine develops, will be at the base of your baby's spine. Now, I'm not a big proponent of raising your baby's kundalini because I feel that that's something that should be done by your child once your child is old enough to understand what's going on. Also, the concept of raising someone else's kundalini is a little questionable whether or not it will be very effective. So work on your own kundalini. But understand that while your child is within your womb, obviously I'm speaking to females now, obviously I'm speaking to pregnant females or females who plan to be pregnant. So bear with me, gentlemen and ladies who are not in this category, but I want you to understand that your kundalini energy, when it raises, it's actually going to purify, in a spiritual sense, your body. Also, it's an indication of the spiritual purity of your body. Not 100% pure, because that's not our goal here, to be 100% pure. But the idea is that your chakras are clear enough so that you can raise your kundalini. And how do you get your chakras clear enough? By clearing up things in your life. Things that have been weighing on you. Things that you haven't handled. Things that you need to be doing. That's how your chakras become clear. Well, even if you didn't believe in kundalini energy, there's something to be said for cleaning up your act, isn't there? I mean, if there are things in your life that aren't being done that need to be done, or are being done that shouldn't be done, health-wise, for example, cleaning up your act can go a long way in terms of helping your baby to not only be physically healthy, but to be emotionally healthy. Because when you clean up your act, when you clean up your life, when you get everything together, you're going to be more prepared to pass on positive, nurturing energy and positive, nurturing words to your baby. Think about it. Just clearing the throat chakra alone can be tremendous. Parents so often say terrible things to their children, terrible things that they never should say. If you keep in mind that only wise words should come out of your mouth, that you should only use your throat in full wisdom, then you're going to say things that are uplifting, and you're not going to say things that break people down. You're going to let go of that. So even if you didn't believe in kundalini at all, going through the exercise of clearing your chakras can be of tremendous value to not only you, but your baby. And not only your baby in the womb, but your baby as he or she grows and matures and eventually becomes an adult. So again, I'm throwing out ideas to get your creativity flowing so that you can start to think of uses for raising your kundalini. Another obvious target would be any health challenges that you're having. Now, if you have a health-related issue, I feel 100% that you need to go to a medical doctor. Make no mistake about that. As much as I am into keeping things natural and so forth, I always consult a medical doctor first. I just want to get the opinion and advice of a licensed professional. That's me. That's the way I operate, and I'm suggesting that to you as well. But once you have that information, if you're an adult, 18 or over, you have the right to choose your own path. Now, keep in mind, medical disclaimer here, I never tell people to go against the advice of their doctors. However, what you do is your call. Always seek the advice of your doctor and then make a decision, but always let your doctor know about the decision. So let's say, for example, having gotten through all the medical disclaimer stuff, let's say, for example, that you have a chronic pain somewhere in your body. And let's say, hypothetically, that you went to your medical doctor and your medical doctor said, hey, we can give you pain pills, but there's really nothing more we can do about that. We don't see any procedure or anything that will actually remedy the situation. So here's some pain pills you can take for the rest of your life and good luck. What if you're in that sort of situation? Very common situation. Well, first of all, consult with your doctor. Go to your doctor and say, hey, I'm going to now use kundalini to work on this. And your doctor will probably say, okay, that's fascinating. If you have a more open-minded doctor, they might say, hey, that's great. But at least advise your doctor of what you're doing so that you can get some feedback. But if you have made the decision to use kundalini to work on pain, all you need to do is raise your kundalini energy and then focus that energy on that area. Feel it like an intense ray of light. All of that energy going directly to that area One of the things that I like to do, which is just an external representation of an internal process, but I'm only imagining it. I'm not actually doing anything, so I'm fine with this visualization technique. Imagine the sun overhead, even if it's nighttime. Just imagine the sun overhead. You're just using your imagination to help direct the Kundalini energy. And imagine that the sun is taking your Kundalini energy and reflecting it back 10 times or 100 times more powerfully, like a laser on that exact area. So if we're looking at your leg, it's reflecting that energy like a laser on exactly the area that needs help. And you're focusing it there for approximately 10 minutes. I recommend 10 minutes at a time, 3 weeks in a row, and see what happens. Now, what if your challenge is not of a physical nature, but of an emotional nature? Maybe you're sad because a loved one left you. Well, first of all, let's do some thinking here. Which chakra do you instinctively think that that has to do with? Now, the leg may not have a chakra assigned to it, but these matters of the heart do. Okay, the heart chakra. Again, in raising your Kundalini, you can imagine the sun absorbing all of the powerful energy of your Kundalini and reflecting it back like a laser on your heart chakra, clearing it out. What could possibly resist the power of the sun combined with the power of your Kundalini magnified 10 times or 100 times, clearing it out? Clear that person out of there. Or perhaps you have a blockage. Perhaps you're one of those people who feels they can never get married or never commit. Maybe there's a blockage there that you need to clear out. Whatever the situation may be, getting over someone, clearing yourself for a new relationship, clearing yourself so that you can be free of relationships for a while, whatever the situation may be, focusing that power on your heart chakra for 10 minutes will do a world of good. So these are some examples of the limitless uses of Kundalini energy. So this time, when you raise your Kundalini energy, I want you to do something with it. I want you to focus on something. Now, I'm only going to give you a little bit of time, because if I gave you a 10-minute blank space on this recording, it would be a waste of time that I could use to teach you something else. So understand that when I have a moment of silence for you, it's going to be about a minute, and I want you to focus your energy there at that time. But realize that in the future, when you do this on your own, you can do it for 10 minutes. That's the optimal amount of time. Not too long, not too short. If you go more than 10 minutes, you may start drifting off into other thoughts. If you go less than 10 minutes, you may not clear it out properly. So 10 minutes is optimal. We're only going to do 1 minute here today with me guiding you through this. But understand, that's just so I can get more information on this recording for you. Before we begin, let's talk about another use of Kundalini, and that is helping others. Now, we never help others without them wanting our help. We don't impose our help on others. We don't make others need us. We don't cause people to be dependent upon us. But if somebody wants our healing energy, we can give it to them. Just like with Reiki, you can give your healing energy to someone else. So if you have a friend or a patient who wants healing energy, you can raise your Kundalini and give them the energy that they want where they want it. They can either be with you or they can be far away. Just like with Reiki, they can be far away and still receive the benefits of what you're doing for them. Distance doesn't matter. Okay, let's go ahead and begin our final session of raising the Kundalini. And before you do this, I want to make sure that you've purified yourself. Not 100% pure, not necessary, but you know what I mean. You know what to do. Make sure you're ready for this. If not, then pause this. Even if you need to pause it for a few days, take care of whatever you need to take care of. If that garden hose isn't going to flow with water at the other end, why even turn it on? Okay, so my understanding is that if you're still listening now, you have cleared up whatever needs to be cleared up in your life. And you have taken the steps to prepare yourself as you've been trained. And if you need to do that, if you need to take a few moments to prepare yourself in the moment, then go ahead and do so, and then restart this recording. Because I'm going to start from the point of raising your Kundalini. We're going to get right to it. So if you need to make your preparations, do that now. Stop the recording now. Okay, so my understanding is you're ready to go. You're sitting down, everything's quiet, you're ready. So I want you to imagine now the serpent force in your root chakra awakening. And your root chakra has to do with your material world, your stability, and the idea of initiating new beginnings. It has to do with your life force energy also. And your connection to the earth and the material world. So really get in touch with that right now. Think about any challenges that you need to work on in the future related to this chakra. Clear it now. And any challenges that are coming up, I want you to remember them. You're going to work on them in the near future. So I want you now to raise the Kundalini energy into the second chakra, also called the sacral chakra, sometimes called the spleen chakra. Realize that the chakras have a number of different names, but you realize that it's the next chakra up from the base, and it's between the base, and it's between the end of your spine and your solar plexus. Move the energy into there as you start now to think in terms of your sensuality and your creativity, your enthusiasm, your desire to explore creativity, your idea to sort of push the boundaries in your life, and any challenges that come up, realize that you will handle them in the near future. And I want you now to bring the energy up a little higher to the level of your solar plexus, where your third chakra is activated. And remember that this chakra has to do with the development of your personality, and your feelings, and your wisdom, and the expansion of your limitless possibilities. Now, if any issues come up for you that you feel can be dealt with in this session, then I'm going to give you time, once your Kundalini is fully raised, to deal with that. Now remember, I'm only going to give you a minute this time, but in the future you want to take 10 minutes each time to deal with whatever it is. So keep in mind what's coming up for you as you go through this, or maybe you already have an idea that you want to work on something physical in your body. Whatever you want to work on, you can work on in a few moments. But now your Kundalini raises into your fourth chakra, your heart chakra. And this chakra has to do with compassion and selflessness, love, development of healing skills in yourself and others, so the ability to heal yourself and heal others, and also working to heal the earth. That's your fourth chakra, your heart chakra. And when I think about this chakra, I like to meditate on those great healers of the world, people who contributed greatly to the world, who were selfless, who gave of themselves to help others, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, and so forth. People who gave of themselves, people whose lives were defined by their contribution to the world. And your Kundalini continues rising now into your sixth chakra, your brow chakra. And this chakra deals with your inner senses, such as intuition and clairvoyance, also responsibility, and deepening your life experiences. Make a mental note if anything's coming up for you. And now your Kundalini rises into your seventh, or your crown chakra. And the chakra, of course, has to do with taking time to do your inner work and enlightenment and spiritual transition and meditation and contemplation. And now allow the Kundalini energy to flow out of the top of your head and to cascade down where it's reabsorbed at the base or the root chakra, and then it travels up through your backbone again, out through the top of your head. But I'd like you to add something to this now that we talked about. Imagine the sun overhead. And imagine the sun absorbing the Kundalini energy from the top of your head. So rather than it being reabsorbed through your root chakra. Imagine sending all of it to the sun, and it instantly goes to the sun. The sun absorbs your kundalini energy and reflects it back now to you 10 or 100 times more powerfully, depending on how much energy you feel you need. And as I am silent now, I want you to focus that energy, that powerful cleansing energy, on a specific part of your body that has to do with the physical, mental, or emotional situation that you want to improve. Do this now as I am silent for the next minute. Good. And now the kundalini energy cascading out from the top of your head again is reabsorbed at your root chakra, where it stays, no longer flowing up your spine, but staying at your root chakra once it flows out of the top of your head, until every last bit of that energy is collected at your root chakra. And feel it as even a more pure energy now than it was, because it has been purified by the power of the sun. And now I'm going to slowly count to three, and by the time I reach the number three, your eyes will be open, you'll be completely out of hypnosis, out of your meditative state, wide awake, with a full recollection of what just happened to you, and a plan to improve your future. One, coming up feeling very good, full of natural energy. Two, beginning to move now, beginning to stir, becoming very aware of your surroundings, very aware of where you are. At the count of the next number, you'll be wide awake, completely out of hypnosis, completely out of your meditative state, with your kundalini safely back in your root chakra. And three, eyes open, wide awake. So I want you now to find a pen or pencil and paper and write down some impressions that came to you. Now, in the future when you do this process, you can write down things as you go through the process if you want to, but I don't recommend that. You know, sometimes ideas come to us, we want to write them down right then and there, but that can kind of disturb the kundalini process, at least in the beginning. So, ideally, you would write them down afterwards, but if you're one of those people who just can't wait and you want to write it down, fine. Now, I can suggest a better way to do that. If you just can't wait till it's over, get a recorder and record what's going on. And the best way to do that is to leave it recording the whole time, so that if you get an idea, you can just blurt it out. But afterwards, take the time to write down some impressions, write down these things that you've recorded already, or write down things that are just coming to you, because a lot of growth happens in that period right after you raise your kundalini and put it back away. You have tremendous insight. You have a lot of aha moments that just happened. Also, record your progress. Is your leg getting better, or whatever it is you're working on, mentally, physically, or emotionally, is it getting better over time? Track your progress. Make a bar chart if you want. Find out how it's going up or going down. Is the pain increasing or going down? Are you getting better? Track your results. I find that when you can reduce something to a number, you can really control it. For example, if you have pain and you can give it a 1 to 10, that's great. You can write down the number, okay, 7 today. And tomorrow you can write down the number, 6. The next day, 5, and so forth. Track your progress. Track what's going on with you. Quantify it in a way that makes sense for you. If it's a number, fine. If it's a word, fine. Maybe a lot of pain today. Maybe less pain tomorrow. Whatever system works for you, track your results. I hope you've enjoyed this process, this journey that we've gone on together, this never-ending road that you've decided to drive along. Because really, the process of improving and learning and growing never ends. It goes on forever. And that's a wonderful concept. And just when you think you've learned everything, just when you think you're a know-it-all, there's more to learn. There's more to learn at the next level. So get used to it and enjoy it and embrace it. Enjoy the process. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, hoping you have an outstanding life.